You can now put a price tag on the cost of climate change to homeowners along coastal New England, $400 million. New research out just this morning says that's the amount in lost home values over the past 12 years. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The database floodiq.com allows users to look up addresses and estimate how much theoretical value has been lost over the 12-year period from 2005 to 2017. It includes 2.5 million properties in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Maine, and New Hampshire. More than half of the losses are accounted for in Massachusetts. The database comes out of the Brooklyn-based First Street Foundation. Asked if the losses over the last decade are likely to continue into the decades ahead, researcher Jeremy Porter says it's worse than that.
It's probably going to become even worse over time if adaptation measures and other approaches aren't taken. We would expect to see more on the lots that are already experiencing it, but then we'd also see adjacent lots start to also experience tidal flooding.
Porter's team looked at existing models for assessing home values and added a variable for lost appreciation due to flooding. One extreme case, a triple-decker on Marginal Street in East Boston. Now valued at $374,000, First Street's algorithm estimates it would be worth nearly $800,000 were it not for the risk of flooding. First Street Executive Director Matthew Eby says this kind of information was already available to institutions like banks and insurance companies, but now it's open to the public. Eby says he hopes policymakers use the tool as well.
From an individual homeowner perspective, this data allows you to understand how you're personally being impacted, or whether the city itself can then look at it as an economic input of what is the actual loss to the tax base? What solutions can we put in place to keep that from happening in the future?
In addition to the direct impact of flooding on property values, researchers say flooding in neighboring areas can also hurt home values. If a street in a certain neighborhood is prone to flooding, that could hurt the values of homes that don't experience flooding. Jesse Keenan is a climate resiliency expert at Harvard's Graduate School of Design. He says this is an important contribution to the field.
Your property doesn't necessarily have to be immediately inundated with floodwater to feel the impact of climate change from sea level rise, from flooding and the like.
In other words, Keenan says, just because you're on higher ground doesn't necessarily mean you're immune from flooding. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.